This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Both the major party presidential candidates are said to have enormous confidence that they're going to win. But even the most serene politician could be forgiven for feeling a slight quickening of the heart yesterday. Early voting began in the critical state of Florida, even as President Bush and Senator Kerry continued giving speeches. Voting has begun in other states as well. The candidates will spend the campaign's final days appealing to the remaining voters. NPR's Juan Williams spoke to John Kerry in Florida yesterday. He has this report on the state of both campaigns.
Senator Kerry and President Bush are entering the home stretch of a close race focused at once on reaching undecided voters and stirring up their most loyal supporters. The president stretched beyond his base by going to New Jersey, a state that has not voted for a Republican since 1988. Mr. Bush spoke before a particularly enthusiastic rally of 1,400 select supporters.
Senator Kerry's approach would permit a response only after America is hit. This kind of September the 10th attitude is no way to protect our country.
In his speech, the president hammered on the need to aggressively fight an ongoing terrorist threat to America. He said Senator Kerry viewed battling terrorists in Iraq as a diversion, while he views it as essential to the war on terror.
The senator's long record shows a clear pattern on national security. He has consistently opposed a stronger military. He has consistently looked for excuses to constrain American power. He's consistently shown poor judgment on the great issues of war and peace.
New Jersey's across the river from the World Trade Center's Twin Towers, which were hit by terrorists on September 11, 2001. More than 700 of the state's residents died in the attack. The president was accompanied by former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik and the chairman of the Republican Party, New Jersey-born Ed Gillespie.
September the 11th, from places like Hoboken and Jersey City, you could look across the Hudson River and see the Twin Towers burning. We will never forget that day. And we will never forget our duty to defend America.
The president's decision to go to New Jersey yesterday was a surprise. It has not been counted among the battleground states. Neither campaign has invested much effort there. But polls show Mr. Bush gaining ground there on Senator Kerry, and the Bush-Cheney campaign also saw a campaign stop there as a way to get attention in the Philadelphia media market, which is key to a true battleground state, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know it might surprise some to see a Republican presidential candidate in New Jersey in late October. Reason why I'm here, with your help, we'll carry the state of New Jersey in November.
Senator Kerry's aide suggested the Bush-Cheney camp was involved in a ploy to get the senator to spend time in New Jersey instead of in states where the outcome is genuinely up in the air, such as Florida. During an interview in Tampa, while on a two-day swing through Florida, Senator Kerry seemed relaxed, and the senator was dismissive of the president's trip to the Garden State.
I'm glad they're there today. It's a day they're not where they ought to be, and have fun in New Jersey, gentlemen.
Senator Kerry was in Florida yesterday to stir his base of support, particularly among seniors and minorities. 4 years ago, President Bush won the White House only after the Supreme Court validated a disputed recount that enabled Republicans to win here by a slim 537-vote margin. Yesterday, Senator Kerry touched mostly on domestic issues, drawing a passionate response from a packed audience at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. Kerry also spoke in detail about what he said was the president's failure to deal with the nation's health care needs.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you had any doubts about it at all, here's the Bush health care plan. Don't get a flu shot. Don't import less expensive drugs from Canada. Don't negotiate for lower prices on prescription drugs. And don't get sick. Just pray, stand up and hope, wait, whatever. We are all left wondering and hoping. That's it.
After his speech, Kerry sat down for an interview with NPR. The interview will be televised on the TV show America's Black Forum. The senator is running a series of ads particularly critical of the president on Social Security, the military draft, and health care. Yesterday, President Bush accused Kerry of using scare tactics in the ads to turn out voters. Kerry responded by accusing Bush of purposely inspiring fear among American voters with his aggressive talk about terrorism. Backstage at the Performing Arts Center, Kerry said he will continue to hit the president on domestic issues.
These are important issues to Americans. I mean, if you can't get flu vaccines to Americans, how are you going to protect them against bioterrorism? If you can't get flu vaccines to Americans, what kind of health care program are you running? They were warned 3 years ago, Juan. They were warned a year ago, again, and yet they didn't take the steps to try to do something about it. Why am I advertising on it? Because it's a serious demonstration of the failure of leadership.
Most Americans think the country's headed in the wrong direction under President George W. Bush. When people are asked about his approval ratings, it's below 50%. And yet when your base looks at the polls, they say, well, why is our candidate, our nominee, not really running past this incumbent with such trouble?
Well, we're running neck and neck and we're running ahead in a lot of states. I think we're doing great, Juan. Let me just tell you that, and we're at war. And he's scaring people. He's spending a lot of time trying to appeal to people's fear instinct. If our base comes out, if they'll come out and be motivated about those things that matter to their lives, we're going to win this race. It's that simple.
Kerry said he will continue to run ads broaching the possibility of President Bush reinstituting the military draft, despite a pledge from the president in the last debate to stay with an all-volunteer military.
President Bush also said there were weapons of mass destruction. Because President Bush also said he wouldn't dig into Social Security, and he did. Because President Bush said he'd allow us to have drugs come in from Canada, and he blocked them. Bottom line, this president doesn't have any credibility.
After the last debate, Senator Kerry was criticized by Republicans, notably Liz Cheney, the vice president's wife, for referring to one of the vice president's daughters as a lesbian. Yesterday, President Bush, in an interview with the Associated Press, said that Kerry went, quote, over the line. Republicans have seized on the senator's remarks, even as Kerry has been credited with winning his three debates with President Bush. The controversy comes as Kerry is experiencing a slight dip in the polls. I asked Senator Kerry if he was sorry for saying it.
No. I made it in a very constructive and I thought, thoughtful way. I know they love their daughter very, very much. I respected that. And all I was doing was pointing out the difficulties that people face as they confront choices, you know, sort of how do you embrace somebody's being who they are.
Some GOP critics have charged that Kerry mentioned the vice president's gay daughter to score political points and suppress the evangelical vote.
No, it really wasn't. And, you know, and I could have pointed out at the same time, Dick Gebhardt has a daughter, likewise, and he's embraced her, and he would tell you that she is being who she is in the same way. And all I was doing was taking somebody of prominence who the country recognizes and understands, and that's all that I was pointing out.
With no more debates scheduled, the presidential campaign is now becoming more intensely combative from a distance. Caustic rhetoric and negative advertising are the prime weapons from both sides. And both sides say they have all the money they need to keep firing away until Election Day, November 2nd. Juan Williams, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.
And we just want to note that Morning Edition has requested an interview from President Bush. Tomorrow, you can join pollster Andrew Kohut for a live online chat about political polls at noon Eastern. And if you want to ask a question or get more information, go to npr.org.